Welcome to the Max Velocity Athletics Podcast. Jump in it. I'm your host, Jeremy Fisher. Welcome, coaches, athletes, podcasters, therapists, administrators, instructors, newbies, and supporters, or as I like to say, captains. Today's topic for the podcast, last time I introduced myself, this time we're going to talk about strength and strength as far as its helping or its ability to enhance what we do on the track, what we do on the field. So a lot of questions I get asked are, how is strength going to help me on the track? What should I do? What's the one thing I need to do? The first thing that you need to think about in regards to strength training is that it should enhance and it needs to coordinate with what you're doing athletically out of the weight room or however you gain your strength. The one first misconception about strength is that strength needs to be done in the weight room. Strength isn't solely a weight room thing. Strength can be done anywhere. It can be done on the track. It can be done in a field. It can be done in a pool even. But strength is something that's going to enhance what you're doing. And as you get further along, you want it to be able to correlate and coordinate. Okay, those are the two key components, correlate and coordinate. So what that means is that in the beginning, strength training becomes is a very general thing. And so a lot of that can be done in the weight room. So if we're looking at strength training, it can be just simple things as squats, single leg squats, box step ups. We can do Olympic lifts. We can do push press. We can do snatch. We can do leg presses. I mean, on and on and on, calf raises, whatever it is. But it'll tend to be a very general thing. And the correlation when we do general things tends to be less, or tends to be smaller. So there is a need to go through a simplistic or a very general strength component of our what we're doing. And at that time, obviously, our volume should be higher in regards to what we're doing on the track and what we're doing in the weight room. So as we're building that strength, we want to go through full ranges of motion. So you'll have arguments from strength and conditioning coaches all the time about whether doing full ranges of motion or quarter squats or half squats. Now, you can't just poo-poo any idea. Everything needs to come together, and it's all going to help to create what you're trying to get out of your sport. So early on, we want full ranges of motion, but our weight percentages may be down, and our repetitions may be up. So we may do 3 sets of 8 or 4 sets of 6 or whatever it is. We're just going to, and our percentage may only be 50, 60, 65, 70%. And we're going through the full range of motion where we're actually getting into a deep squat, where when we're stepping on the box, we're seeing maybe 90 degree or even more than less than 90 degree angles as we're stepping onto the box. So using a lot higher boxes. We tend to do even belt squats so we can get our butt down. If we're doing deadlifts, if we're doing hex bar deadlifts, if we're doing calf raises, we may go past our regular motion of maybe stepping on a 2-inch piece of wood or rubber so that we can go past, I guess we would call it parallel with the ground, okay? So those are all important for the early part of the season, but they're very general. And the correlation of what we're trying to do will be small. Okay. So if we're going to jump, let's just do high jump, for example. So we're going to take off vertically. We know that there's 8 times to 10 times. Sometimes some literature says up to 12, but we know 8 to 10 times our body weight that we have to take up into the air. So early on, the correlation of a squat to high jump may only be like 40%. Okay, yes, we need to get our strength levels up and so forth like that. Now, a modification of that may be doing a quarter squat with a lot more weight, maybe doing 100%, 120% of our 1RM. So that may have some correlation, but they still may only be 60%. So then doing a single leg box step up with our body, two times our body weight on a 6-inch box, that may have about a 70% correlation, okay? So we went from the general to the more specific, and that needs to be done on the timeline of what we're trying to do from a training standpoint. I see a lot of great exercises, a lot of great lifts, but a lot of times I question when it's put into the sequence. And I think that's one of the hardest things for coaches to understand, is using that paradigm or using that band and seeing kind of, okay, where do I put this on the training schedule? Where do I put this in regards to what I'm trying to achieve for the year? So doing exercises that correlate a lot more are going to be more beneficial as we get into the championship or at time of the season when we're trying to jump our highest. So even more specific then would be on the track, maybe doing jumps for height with the weight vest on. That's a very strength specific kind of exercise. So we went from basically a basic squat to, you know, running and jumping with the weight vest on. So that is how we go from general to specific in regards to training. But we have to go through all the progressions. We have to go through all the steps. We have to make sure that our athletes have the preparation so that we can do the more specific thing, because the more specific things are very dynamic and the propensity of injury tend to get a little bit higher. One of the things that I'm not a big proponent of for athletes is 1RM testing in regards to squatting. I think there's a time and a place for it for certain athletes, but you know, you look at the literature, you look at all the data, you look at all the studies out there, and we know we can get to about 90%, and that's all we do. So I like to use a 3-repetition max squat to see exactly what the athlete can do. I think one repetitions are definitely made much more for the strength and conditioning in regards to, like, if I'm a a power lifter, and we're going to train and we're trying to test to see that, then that's going to be thing to do. But for an athlete that may be 145 pounds or basically 60 something kilos, for them to squat 200 kilos, which, you know, is fantastic for an athlete that light, or an athlete who can do 220 kilos, the pressure it puts on the body and the spine is just not worth the demand. I rather do a 3-rep max, so I'm not testing or putting that athlete in potential trouble. So using great mechanics, using great squatting positions, using great technical execution of the lift is important, but I also want to make sure I keep the athlete happy, and what am I trying to get from the athlete? And that's the question we always have to answer for ourselves. Are we trying to complement what we're doing as far as trying to get that athlete to where we need to go? So someone who maybe is a world-class shot putter or a lineman in football, they may be closer to a 1RM and might be more important to them and indicative of what they do, Olympic power lifter or something like that. But for your power speed athlete, I just don't think the risk is worth the reward. And I think you can get a lot of positives from it. You also keep the athlete away from hypertrophy, which with track athletes, power athletes, speed athletes, strength and weight ratio becomes really critical to performance. So I think you have to be key into that. Also, things I like to think about when we get into the strength aspect of it is making sure that some of the stuff can be done on the track. So we may do heavy sled pulls, 80, 90, 100 kilos. We may do walking lunges, skip lunges, calf raise walks, hex bar walks, things like that. So we're testing, we're getting our strength levels up. We're doing it in practical application, and it is strength training. And you got to remember, strength training is anything done with excessive or excess of the body. So I see it as when we're doing box squats if or box drops if we use a vest than we are doing some kind of a little bit of strength training in that. All right. So anything, you can be creative as a coach and see what you can do to enhance, to build up the tendon ligament strength, to get the work that we need. And again, going from general to specific is key to that. So be mindful of that. I think as you start to look at athletes and you get look in the strength, it depends on what event sport you are. I know some of my professional athletes who play football or basketball, really it's just maintenance during the season. In baseball, it's more maintenance during the season. For track and field, we really are some of the gurus of getting us ready for when we need to get ready. Swimming, I think they do that too, because really there's major championships as you are U.S. championships and then our world championships. So we need to be able to set up to be ready at the right time. And I've been very successful in being able to do that throughout my career. So we'll talk a little bit more on another episode about the components of that. But that's one of the main things I wanted to talk about in regards to strength training and the specificity and all those different components to it. And I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast and hearing what I had to say in regards to strength training today.